effort that was catalyzed just a few months ago. And like all good efforts, it had good leadership. And the good leadership, hopefully can you still hear me? The good leadership was registered by Paula Talal and Doris Trauner and David Lieberman and also Gene Townsend. And so I really thank them very much for putting this together. They're the right people to put it together on the basis of not just the evidence success, but the ability to reach out to this community in a way that is remarkable and widespread, broad-spread, highly interesting program. I mean, I just think you look at the presentations and the posters, and I just want to hear all of them, and I want to see them all. So this is really a wonderful job. So thank you for leaders for doing this, and I just hope we'll keep doing it. There's such a richness. I was just telling Rusty. I worked at Stanford for a number of years and at UCSF, and I just have never been at a place that has such a richness and diversity in neuroscience. And I mean, really, literally every level from genes and John Sabat and stuff he measures and all the way up to philosophy. So Pat Churchland sitting there and, you know, the genetics of philosophy, the philosophy of genetics. You could do any of that stuff here. It's pretty cool stuff. I don't think there is any philosophy to genetics, by the way, just to go on record with that. So it's really a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to welcome you, and I hope that you'll all be interactive and aggressive and ask your questions and have a lot of fun. And I'm going to introduce now one of the linchpins of this effort, Paula Talal. I've known Paula for a very long time. I first met Paula in the context of issues around phonemic awareness and dyslexia. We were trying to build a dyslexia effort at Stanford, and we did build a very tiny one. But her effort and energy and her advice were very important for us. And understanding the incredibly important connection between hearing well and speaking well, and not just between hearing and speaking well, but also reading well. And so Paula's just been a kingpin in this area for a very long time, extremely successful at Rutgers, and now more recently is spending her time here at UCSD and to all of our benefits. So Paula, thank you for this hard work, and take it away.
You're lovely. I want to try to keep us on schedule. First of all, thank you all very much for coming and supporting this vision that we have. I wanted to start by, again, acknowledging the organizing committee. Doris, where are you, Doris? Trauner, right. Gene Townsend, David Lieberman did so much work on all this, and John Sabat, who's one of our speakers today. I'd also like to thank Roger Bingham, who is here with the Science Network. If you've never looked at the Science Network, I highly recommend it. It's www.thesciencenetwork.org. It is remarkable if you're interested in anything to do with neuroscience, the brain, and how it interfaces with society. And so he's agreed very generously to work through his collaborations with the Temporal Dynamics of Learning Center to record this first inaugural symposium for posterity, hopefully. Okay, so I also would like to thank our speakers. Remarkable. When we put down our dream list, Doris and Gene and I and David put down our dream list, and I think John was at that meeting, we really only wanted 5 or 6 speakers because of the amount of time. We put down a dream list of 8 that we really hoped would maybe some of them could come. Every single one of them responded. Several of them changed their plans, some of which included out-of-town plans so that they could be here today. So we couldn't believe we actually got a date, a place, and all of our speakers in such a short period of time. But thank you all very much. Why did we organize this symposium? Well, we had a vision, and the vision is that the San Diego community clearly has unbelievable strength in developmental cognitive neuroscience research at many levels of analysis, from basic molecular to cognitive to clinical science. UCSD is also the home to the number one neuroscience graduate program in the country. We also have outstanding clinical services and training programs in both pediatric and adult neurology, with expertise in both developmental and degenerative disorders. So why do we need this symposium if we're so great here at UCSD? Because these various programs are widely scattered across departments, institutions and very little integration between them. Even within the same institution, there's often very little integration between the basic research, the clinical research, and the clinical programs. So our goal in creating the San Diego Consortium of Developmental Cognitive Neuroscience is to create a catalyst to capitalize on the existing strengths, as well as to develop further synergies between basic science, graduate and medical education, and clinical services. We really envision that by working together, we can more fully develop San Diego as a major hub for expertise in developmental cognitive neuroscience. It's our hope that this consortium will serve as the forum for collaborations in translational science by stimulating cross-disciplinary discussion, and that this symposium will be just the beginning as an inaugural gathering of what will continue on for many, many years. With the ongoing support and encouragement of Bill Mobley, who shared our vision from the very beginning and really encouraged us to think big, and also provided the basis of the funding for this meeting, together subsequently with funding from the Department of Psychiatry, as well as from the Temporal Dynamics of Learning Center, which is an NSF Science of Learning Center, which several of our speakers today and other people in the audience are members. We organized this inaugural symposium with the hope that if we built it, you would come. We originally envisioned that maybe, we couldn't believe it. We were sitting around like, how many people are going to come? And we really want clinicians, we really want students, we really want faculty, people who are interested in this area from basic molecular all the way through, you know, clinical services. So we thought maybe, you know, we could get 25 to start with, and it would grow, and at the upper end, maybe 100. So we planned for, at the upper end, 100. We put it out on a couple of lists, and thanks to David, who did a beautiful job with the website, and Tim, who gave us that beautiful cover to the program. That's his art and his science. And within the first few days, we had 93 people register, and we went, oh my God, you know, what are we going to do with all these people? As of yesterday, there were 157 people registered. We had hoped for 20 posters. We have about 35, and we didn't want to turn anybody away, and there's many people who have also shown up. So we've got seats here, and we're going to ask people to take the seats as you come in. Don't be shy. It's very informal. We just really want to have this as a get-together.